Some new businesses for Springfield. River Mills Senior Center is looking for drivers. Greenfield Police rescue a cub. Sheriff Nick Kochi receives a load of endorsements. And a West Side promoter of music has died.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, I'd like to welcome you to Monday, April the 11th, 2022. We start the work week together at Pioneer Valley Radio, and we begin by looking at events around the region. I want to thank you for joining us. First, let's take a quick look at the weather forecast for today. Well, mostly sunny in the sky, of course, high 62. The winds are west-northwest, 10 to 15. And tonight, cloudy, scattered showers, low 42. The winds are west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Ultraviolet index 6, the humidity 44%. Mayor Sarno over the weekend attended the ribbon-cutting ceremony for Just Polished Nails on Dickinson Street. Owner, Dadani's son, a Springfield resident, has been doing nails since she was 16 years old and has owned her own business for 4 years. She's relocating her nail salon to Springfield from Agawam, and we wish her the very best from Pioneer Valley Radio. Yesterday, the mayor and the city of Springfield were very proud to support the Springfield Bunny Hop and Spring at Riverfront Park. Yes, the public came to Riverfront Park at 11 a.m., where they found many opportunities to celebrate the start of the spring season. This included live entertainment, games, safe photo opportunities with the Easter Bunny, egg hunts, and exciting giveaways with beautiful decorations. Families were also being provided with free hot chocolate and baked goods. As we hope to hop out of the COVID-19 pandemic soon, they would like to restore traditional family events in Springfield and therefore invite everyone in the city to celebrate the start of the spring season and promote happiness and togetherness among the residents and business owners. Well, over the weekend, Greenfield police officers responded to Route 2 for a mother bear and two cubs that unfortunately were killed after being struck by a car. Upon arrival, the officers heard squealing and found a very scared third cub that was able to seek refuge and safety by climbing a tree. Knowing the danger the now orphaned cub was in, Officer LeGoy and Purinton were able to rescue the cub, placing it in the back of a cruiser and brought it to the station. AMR assisted by providing a kennel to keep him safe. And they say they will protect and care for the cub until a wildlife specialist can pick it up and bring it to Tufts in the morning for care. Well, maybe you'd like to help. River Mills Center is looking for volunteer drivers at the Senior Center. River Mills is reopening its congregate meal site, and drivers are needed to transport older adults from their house to the lunch program and then back home. Volunteer drivers also transport older adults to doctor's appointments, the bank, shopping, whatever. And those interested in becoming a volunteer driver, you have to have a good driving record, would stand to reason, and fill out a volunteer application, including a Cori check. And anyone interested in volunteering should contact Holly Angelo. You can reach Holly at 534-3698, extension 103, 534-3698. Hockey for Heroes, first annual face-off held at Amelia Park Arena on Saturday. That was a fun day filled with hockey and featuring local first responders from the Springfield Police Department, the Chicopee Police Department, Westfield Police Department as well. And the event included raffles, concessions, a guest appearance by Boomer from the Springfield Thunderbirds, public skate held by Amelia Park Arena, and during the intermission, hours of 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Public skate fees for the season are adults $7, children $5, and skate medals for $4. And I want to thank everybody for their support of this family-friendly event to support the Hockey for Heroes Foundation. 24 elected officials, including every county official, mayor, state senator, and 9 state representatives, representing over a dozen communities, have endorsed Hampden County Sheriff Nick Kochi's campaign to serve a second term. The 24 elected officials who have endorsed the campaign collectively represent every city and town in Hampden County. Each elected official provided an endorsement statement that ranged from appreciation of the department's expanded community engagement to its efforts inside the jails, contributing to one of the lowest recidivism rates in the U.S. So State Senator John Velas of Westfield said that he spent the past few years getting to know Sheriff Cochi on both a personal and professional level, and that he fully supports his reelection effort. This is a very, very sound and encouraging support for the good sheriff. Finally, Joseph Anthony DeJory, better known as Tony DeJory, at the age of 92, has left us on March 31st. He was born March 19, 1930. Tony also involved in producing the West Springfield Park and Rec Department summer concerts for well over 56 years. He was a member of the West Springfield Rotary, recipient of the Paul Mason Award and the Paul Harris Fellowship Award, and was the treasurer for the West Springfield Arts Council, off and on for over 50 years. Tony was very much a gentleman and a man of principle and deep caring for West Springfield and the region. I'm happy to say I worked in concerts produced by Tony in West Springfield for more than 20 years. Well, thank you for starting your week with us. I'm delighted to do it. We'll be back tomorrow morning on Tuesday and available to you on demand throughout the day and night. Mark Auerbach, our ArtsBeat reporter, will be joining us on that program with perhaps some other guests at press time. Be well. I'm Brad Shepard. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.